British Prime Minister Tony Blair today unveiled a new plan of proposed anti-terrorism measures. He called for extended government powers to deport those accused of inciting violence and promoting extremism. Speaking at a press conference, Blair said the new measures were a response to last month's terrorist attacks in London.
What I'm trying to do here is to send a clear signal out that the rules of the game have changed. We welcome people here who are peaceful and law-abiding. People who want to be British citizens should share our values and our way of life. But if you come to our country from abroad, don't meddle in extremism. Because if you meddle in it or get engaged in it, you're going to go back out again.
NPR's Ivan Watson listened to that press conference in London, and he joins us now. Ivan, Blair says he is changing the rules of the game. In what way?
Well, he's proposing new grounds for deporting foreign nationals who he says advocate violence and foster hatred. He wants to make a list of extremist websites and bookshops and organizations and networks and say that anybody associated with them, that can set off a trigger for that person's deportation. He's also going to consult on extending powers to actually strip people of British citizenship. He's talking about banning two Islamist organizations based here. Hizb ut-Tahrir is one of them, and any successor group to another group called Al-Muhajirun, which was recently disbanded. He's also talking about closing centers of worship that are used for extremism, compiling a database to exclude any preachers who could pose a threat to security, any individuals, and wants to make the glorification of terrorism an offense. He's also talking about creating more anti-terrorism courts, more staff and judges for them, and also proposing holding terror suspects, detaining them for longer periods of time without charge.
And is this something that the Prime Minister is in a position to put into effect fairly quickly?
Well, some of these measures, he says, do not require new legislation and can go into effect immediately, but many will require new legislation, and Blair acknowledged that there would be a long and difficult political battle in Parliament when the summer recess is over to get some of these measures approved. He anticipates obstacles and even said that this might require amending a Human Rights Act with respect to the European Conventions on Human Rights. And this, some of this will also be quite controversial because it's very difficult to define what exactly is inciting violence or extremism. For example, there's a controversial British parliamentarian here who has referred to Palestinian suicide bombers as martyrs. Would that, for instance, count as inciting violence?
Now, Britain has long welcomed refugees and asylum seekers fleeing oppression in other countries. Does this change that?
Well, Blair says no. He says Britain will continue its tradition of tolerance and welcoming refugees who are fleeing injustice from overseas. He's saying now the rules of the game have changed. People can no longer exploit this tolerance to come into the country and then preach extremism. And he said that he's working on negotiating agreements with a number of countries, beginning with Jordan, he says, with a total of 10 countries, including Algeria and Lebanon, to ensure that people who would be deported from here back to their home countries to get promises, guarantees from those governments that the deportees will not be subject to torture when they go back to their original countries of residence.
We've been talking to NPR's Ivan Watson about British Prime Minister Tony Blair's announcement of new measures to combat terrorism. Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Linda.